This is Matt LaFever with the headlines out of Mendocino County for Monday, May 20th, 2024. Let's begin with some somber news that came out of Mendocino County this weekend. Authorities were called to Jug Handle State Park south of Fort Bragg last Friday after reports of a missing person in the area. On the morning of Friday, May 17, 2024, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office responded to assist California State Park officers in the search for Gregory Noyes of Point Arena, California. Noyes had been reported missing to the Marin County Sheriff's Office 2 days earlier on May 15th. He had last been heard from on May 12th when he mentioned he was traveling to Marin County. Park personnel discovered Noyes's vehicle in the parking lot of Jug Handle State Park where it had been for several days. Upon initiating a search of the park, deputies found a large brimmed hat resting on the cliff edge where the park meets the Pacific Ocean. Tragically, they then located the body of a white male approximately 50 feet below the cliff on the rocky shore. Deputies, along with state park officers, descended the cliff to the site where they confirmed the body was Gregory Noyes, identified through his driver's license and photographs. It appears Noyes sustained severe injuries from the fall. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office has contacted Noyes's next of kin to inform them of the discovery. During the coroner's investigation, it was determined that the fall might have been accidental. No evidence of foul play has been found at this time. Authorities are now seeking any information related to the incident. If you have any details that might aid in the investigation, please contact the Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center at 707-463-4086. Information can also be provided anonymously via the non-emergency tip line at 707-234-2100. And now to the Mendocino County Superior Court, where a jury has returned a guilty verdict in a recent DUI case. Last Wednesday, May 15th, a Mendocino County Superior Court jury found 39-year-old Aaron Vaughn Mathewson of Healdsburg guilty of driving under the influence of alcohol and driving with a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or greater, both misdemeanors. The incident occurred just before 2 a.m. on October 1st of 2023 near the fairgrounds in Ukiah. Mathewson's vehicle was seen drifting between lanes, prompting law enforcement to conduct a stop. Mathewson subsequently failed field sobriety tests, and breath tests revealed his blood alcohol level to be 0.14 and 0.13. The evidence was gathered by the Ukiah Police Department and the California Department of Justice Forensic Crime Laboratory. The prosecution's case was presented by Deputy District Attorney Joshua Hopps. The criminal trial was overseen by Mendocino County Superior Court Judge Keith Falder and spanned parts of 3 consecutive days. And now to the contentious Potter Valley Project. The Lake County Board of Supervisors has reaffirmed its commitment to keeping Scott Dam in place, saving Lake Pillsbury, and emphasizing its importance for regional water security. In a press release, the Lake County Board of Supervisors held steadfast in prioritizing the retention of Scott Dam, highlighting the significance of Lake Pillsbury. With over 500,000 Californians, including many in Mendocino County, relying on water releases from Lake Pillsbury and the Potter Valley Project for drinking and agricultural needs, maintaining an adequate water supply is crucial for the region's daily life. Efforts to demonstrate Lake Pillsbury's regional value are being bolstered by gathering more data. If Pacific Gas and Electric Company gains approval from the Federal Energy Regulation Commission to remove Scott Dam, it is essential to understand the potential impacts of such a profound change, the Lake County Board of Supervisors argued. The California Department of Water Resources has committed $700,000 from the Water Shortage Management Program to the, quote, Lake County Resource Assessment Impact Analysis and Adaptation Strategy Evaluation Project, unquote. The project will analyze the potential effects of PG&E's proposed decommissioning of Scott Dam on various aspects of the region, including recreation, wildlife suppression, the ecosystem, power, sediment, water supply, and infrastructure. The outcomes of the project are expected to be highly relevant for Mendocino County as well. The technical analysis will include hydrological, hydraulic, and sediment modeling of the Upper Eel River and Lake Pillsbury, recreational impact analysis, GIS and bathymetry data analysis, and economic modeling. This project represents a significant opportunity to influence the future of both Lake and Mendocino counties, as well as broader California. And that's the latest from Mendocino County. I'm Matt Lefevre in Hopland, reporting for KMUD News.